Harper Audio presents Destiny's Surrender by Beverly Jenkins, performed by Thomas Penny. Chapter 1. July, 1885, San Francisco. Billy's orgasm tore through her like a lightning bolt. As it expanded and gathered speed, her body shook with echoing thunder, and her throat opened on a hoarse cry. The man supine beneath her smiled with tender satisfaction, and with his hands guiding her hips, kept up his powerful strokes. This was just one of the many orgasms he'd treated her to in the past few hours, and as the resonance continued to buffet her like waves on a storm-tossed sea, she sensed him on the cusp of his own ending, but knew he wouldn't surrender until they both had nothing left. As if reading her mind, he eased her to a slower pace to give her a moment to rest, but continued to entice her with tantalizing, languid thrusts. His long, lean body was perfect for this, and she loved every delicious inch of it, especially the ones impaling her and making her ride. Spellbinding hands toured up her waist to circle over the hard points of her breasts, pausing a moment to tease and linger before recapturing her waist and upping the pace until the big bed began rocking and groaning again. No man matched him in stamina or in the joy he took in hot, raw lust, and she loved that about him as well. Just when she thought she might faint from the glory, he growled in Spanish and quickly turned her on her back. The erotic assault continued. The heat in the room mated with the heat rising from their bodies. She was covered in sweat. He was as well. He raised her legs, pulled her closer with a hold on her ankles, and plunged.